And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. UL Jazz Nights continues tonight. The final night features the Big Band Jazz Ensemble, directed by Dr. Bill Hockepel. They'll be performing music composed by Count Basie, Dizzy Gillespie, Woody Herman, and even Radiohead. Also some blues and Latin and funk and alternative they will be performing. 7:30 tonight, the UL Lafayette Jazz Ensemble, their Big Band. 7:30, it's a free concert in Burke Hawthorne Hall in the theater, about 200 seats, a very intimate, intense experience of music. If you've not been to a performance in that theater, it's really a lovely experience. So this is free. Everyone's invited. 7:30 tonight in Burke Hawthorne Hall. The Lafayette Comprehensive Plan is holding a series of community forums, their second series. They had one in the springtime that resulted in the vision statement for the Comprehensive Plan. This is a second series asking the community to participate. It's in the process. It's not exactly the same as the first series. If you participated in that first series, you may very well want to participate in this one. And even if you didn't, you can participate as well. The first one was at noon today. There will be one this evening at 6:30 at Acadian Middle School. Tomorrow, Thursday, November 15th at noon, there will be a forum at the South Regional Library on Johnston Street. Tomorrow evening at 6 at East Bayou Baptist Church. On Friday afternoon at 2, there will be a forum in the Hyman Performing Arts Center. And on Saturday morning, the 17th, at 9 a.m. at Holy Rosary Institute in Windolf Hall. This series is called Imagining Alternative Futures. And the people who attend are being asked to compare the current community trends with that vision. Again, all are invited. If you'd like to know more about it, you can go to the website, which is LafayetteLA.gov/comprehensive plan. The Southern Screen Film Festival begins tomorrow and runs through the weekend. Various places in town, you can stop by their website to get a list of all of the screenings and workshops. The website is southernscreen.org, and you can also follow them on Facebook to get updates. Again, opening tomorrow and running through the week. Lots of independent films being screened. Lots of workshops on many aspects of the film world. The McNeese Department of Visual Arts will open its fall senior exhibition tomorrow. There will be a reception from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, November 15th, in the Abercrombie Gallery of the Shearman Fine Arts Center. Also tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Westlake High, the students will perform Alice in Wonderland. That's directed by Carrie Onksley. Tickets are available by calling Westlake High box office. The Opelousas Little Theater continues its run of John Patrick Shanley's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Doubt. It will run the 15th through the 18th at the Opelousas Little Theater. Tickets are available at the door. Cabaret the Musical will continue at Cité des Arts this weekend, Thursday through Sunday. Tickets are available through the website, citédesarts.org, or by calling them.